Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Monday, April the 22nd, 2024. As always, I give God thanks for you, not only for who He is and what He is doing in your life, but for who He is and what He is doing in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that God has divinely connected you and I to for such a time as this. On this morning, I want us to pray for marriages. Yesterday, I was deeply saddened by the announcement of a beloved couple that I know and whom I love dearly, learning that they were in the process of divorce. And it, even saying it, it just breaks my heart because this is a couple that many look up to, right? This is a couple that many would consider a godly marriage, whatever that means, right? A husband who prays, a wife who is submissive to her husband, and they submit one to another, because that's what the Bible says. Just those things of watching and adoring and loving and speaking highly of your spouse. Now, I'm not naive in the fact that none of us knows what happens behind closed doors, right? And I think that that's why, as well, we got to make sure our house is in order, and not look at other people's marriage, perceived marriages, or other people's perceived happiness or any of those things, because nobody knows what happens behind closed doors. And I say that not to say that I don't believe what I saw. I very much believe what I saw. And you hear people talk about couple goals, and sometimes we don't even know what we're speaking because we don't know the ins and outs of a relationship. Only God knows. And only God knows each individual's heart and what's happening when no one is watching. That's why, you know, all too often, you know, we have to recognize, even when no one else can see what's happening, God sees what's happening. Even when no one else knows your thoughts, God knows your thoughts. And so what you do when no one else is watching is what counts. You know, it's what counts. It's, you know, people can say good things about you, and they should, right? That's letting your light shine before others. But how does your light shine when you're home alone or when it's just you and your family? You know, what would your children say about you? What would your spouse say about you? Though that's the real deal. That's the real you, not what is before man, but what is happening behind closed doors. Nonetheless, I want to pray for marriages. You know, my pastor would say often that if you want a healthy community, you have to have healthy families. And I'm not saying that if you're divorced, you don't have a healthy family. I'm not saying that because I'm divorced. I'm saying that there has to be healthy families. Meaning, hopefully and prayerfully, the children still interact in a positive way with their mother if you are a single dad, or with their father if you are a single mother. Hopefully there is still accountability with both parents if children are involved. But I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. When couples divorce, it just does. And I have a burden for marriage because I believe that God can do anything, that He can do the impossible. I believe that, you know, we can forgive some things that sometimes we think we can't forgive. Why? Because we do stuff all the time in which we're forgiven. We do stuff all the time in which God forgives us. I didn't say it was easy, and I didn't say it wasn't a process. I'm just saying we do stuff all the time in which our Heavenly Father forgives us and extends grace and mercy. And sometimes in marriage, we act like we can't extend that level of forgiveness. We act like it's above us to forgive after a person has done something or said something. And I will say it until I take my last breath. I'm so thankful that even though my marriage did not work out, I am so thankful that the Lord allowed me to see until death do us part. He allowed me to see unconditional love. He allowed me to see the valleys of a marriage as well of what marriage looks like when both people have submitted to one another and have allowed God to be in the midst of them. It's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. He allowed me to see through sickness and in health. You know, and it is a beautiful thing. And so I want us to pray this morning because if you are married, this prayer is for you. If you desire to be married, this prayer is for you. So when we pray for other things, then know that people are praying for you. So we're not praying for this couple specifically, even though, you know, in my heart, I am praying for them specifically. I'm also praying for every married couple because marriages have challenges. Marriage is hard. If you've ever been married, you know marriage is hard. It looks cute, but marriage is hard. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand before you, O God, giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you praise, blessing your holy name, for there is none like you. You are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. God, you are a God that can do anything and nothing is too hard for you. Nothing shall be impossible with you. A broken marriage is not impossible with you, oh God. So Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we lift up every marriage, God, specifically those marriages that are in trouble. We lift them up to you, oh God, for God, you said that what you have joined together, let no man put asunder. Hallelujah. God, you said that the two are one. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, you said that a threefold cord is not easily broken. So God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would be in the midst of every marriage. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would speak to husbands that you have called to be head of their households. God, we ask that you would speak to them and give them a heart of flesh and not a heart of stone. God, we ask right now that you would speak to the husbands, oh God. Hallelujah. God, that you would lead them, that you would guide them, that you would direct them regarding their wives, oh God. For you have called the man to love his wife. Hallelujah. As you have loved the church. God, we lift up marriages on today. We lift up men, husbands, oh God, and we call them to love their wives as you have loved the church. We call them out to be providers and protectors, oh God. God, we call them out to be leaders in the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up husbands. Hallelujah. God, help husbands on today, oh God. Help them financially, oh God, so that they would be good financial stewards. So arguments and disagreements would not come because of finances. God, we pray for husbands on this morning so that they would understand the correct order, oh God. First you, then their wife, then their children, then their mother. In the name of Jesus, we call forth divine order in every marriage right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we call forth healthy men in their minds, that men would be healthy and that men would be made whole. God, we pray right now that husbands would deal with any childhood drama, whether they got mommy issues or daddy issues, God. We pray right now for husbands. Husbands, God, we pray right now for husbands that they would become good communicators and would be able to communicate with their wives, oh God, in ways that are not hurtful, but in ways that are helpful, that they would build up their wives, that they would remember, oh God, how beautiful their wives are, that they would remember why they fell in love with their wives in the first place, oh God. We pray right now for husbands, and God, we pray for wives on this morning, oh God, that they would respect their husbands, even when their husbands, oh God, may be wrong, that they would not nag, oh God, for your word said that it's better for a husband to be on the rooftop than to be in the house with a nagging wife. But they would learn their husband's love language, that they would learn how to communicate with him. Not in a manipulative way, not in a controlling way, but in the way that in which you have ordained, through respect, through honor, through love, oh God, through submissiveness, oh God. That women would not manipulate their husbands by sex. And because if he doesn't do what they want him to do, then they decide that he's not getting any, God. Because the Bible says that a woman's body is not her own. God, help us today to know your word about marriage. God, we know that the word of God says that Moses ordained marriage because of hardness of the heart. But it wasn't that way from the beginning, because God, your word said that you hate divorce. Your word says that you hate divorce. So God, for every marriage that is facing divorce or separation, God, your word said that you would wish that we wouldn't separate, but if we do, it is to be for reconciliation. Let reconciliation occur in separations, oh God. No matter how long couples have been separated, no matter if some are saying, you know, I'm going to go through with the divorce, God, you change heart. Your word says that the king's heart is like channels of living water, and you will turn it in whichever way that you choose. God, turn hearts back to you so that husbands and wives can get the true revelation of marriage. God, there was marriage before there was a church. You have sanctified marriage. Marriage is not about making us happy. Marriage is about making us whole as we learn to love someone unconditionally. Not with conditions of if they do what we want them to do. But because they didn't listen and haven't listened, we don't listen. We haven't listened. We take our time with you, God, when you tell us to do things. Many of us take our time. We don't feel like doing it, or we're not ready to do it. And as a loving father, with your patience, with your long suffering, with your kindness, you keep on showering us with your love. You keep being patient with us. You keep being long-suffering with us. Help us to love our spouses as you have loved us, through kindness, through gentleness, through holiness, through loving kindness. God, have mercy on us. To think that many of us think that, oh, we can get married, and if it doesn't work out, we can just get a divorce. Soften our hearts, oh God. Let us see marriage like you see it. And for those of us who can't see it that way, oh God, it may not be for us. Paul said in many cases, it's better to be single so that we can care more about the things of you, the things that you would have us to do, than our spouses. Help us on today, oh God, so that you can get the glory out of our lives and you can get the glory out of our marriages, oh God. Everything that we do, all the relationships that we have, it is for you to get the glory. It is for you to get the glory. God, get the glory out of our lives. We don't want to keep bumping our heads. We don't want to keep going through this. Some people on their third, fourth, fifth marriage. Help us to get it right, God. To return to you, our first love. Because when we make you our first love, we can love the unlovable. You don't get fed up with us. How can we get fed up with other people? God, help us today. Help us to know what it really means to love. What it really means to love. And we'll be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And God, I pray right now that you would knit the hearts of every married couple as one. Knit their hearts as one, oh God. Be with them, guide them, direct them, strengthen them for the journey of marriage. And speak to them what you have specifically called their marriage to be. For such a time as this, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.